You are listening to IntegralLife.com. Events emerging in the Middle East during the last month are truly extraordinary. Rob Smith, CEO of Integral Life, Jeff Salzman, founder of Boulder Integral, and Integral philosopher and author Steve McIntosh give us their commentary on what is unfolding in Iran. Here now is Rob Smith.
Hello. Steve?
Yes, it's Steve here.
Hey, Steve. Rob Smith.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
Nice to hear from you.
Thanks for putting this call on.
Absolutely. Did I hear Jeff on the line?
Yes. Hi, Rob. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Jeff.
Happy to be here.
So thanks for joining me on short notice. Evolution is not asleep while we make our best laid plans, is it?
Thank God for evolution.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
So over the course of the past 8 days, we've witnessed some pretty profound events in Iran. And, of course, that's the subject of our call today, or at least the sort of focal point of the call. If we want to get into other more global political issues, we certainly can. But thanks for joining us on short notice because, you know, I don't think anyone knew for sure that this was coming down the pipeline, that this whole set of events, and it's been really profound as a witness to this. So let me just start off by welcoming you both. And, you know, the question that I posed to you in the email that I had sent, which is, you know, why should anyone listen to our views on this, I think is an interesting one because Integral has a lot to say about everything, but I'm always sort of bringing it back to, you know, so what, right? What's the so what of this from an Integral perspective? You know, what can we bring to this conversation that might be sort of a unique perspective? So I'll offer that as an opening to this, and then we'll just see where it goes.
Yeah, I'd take a stab at that. Yeah, I think that what Integral brings to every situation is basically the idea of emergence and the recognition of the reality of evolution, particularly in this case in the interior quadrants, that culture and consciousness evolve. And so what we're seeing in Iran is a clash of developmental levels that are very well defined and almost textbook in their application and as they're playing themselves out. It's basically a culture war between the traditionalists and the modernists. And it's a tight war. They're pretty evenly matched. The modernists have been newly aroused with this election and the apparent fraud of it. And they're rising up. And we're getting a backlash from the traditionalists. And it really is playing out. And this is why this call is so cool, is it's just playing out in real time. I mean, I can just call up the websites right now and just kind of get the latest of what's happening. And that also is a new emergent. And so, you know, emergence happens, basically what Integral brings.
One of the things we'll probably talk about is, of course, this Twitter notion, the idea that, you know, technology is sort of like trying to hold water in your fingers. It'll always find a way to get through. And now that the web and the technologies have proliferated the way they have with cell phone networks, et cetera, it is extremely difficult for the traditionalists, as you say, or other hardline sort of autocracies to control the populations that now have access to these technologies. So indeed, it's quite interesting to see whether or not this is an evolution, a revolution, or a regression, which is sort of one of the things I've been holding as a question. So we'll come back to that in a bit. But Steve, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think what Integralists have to bring, to echo what Jeff has said, is that we have an expanded vertical perspective, which has a keener understanding of the fact that this is like an earthquake exposing the geological strata, you know, if you will, of the layers of consciousness that form history. You know, this is sort of a place in the world where history has been frozen in a way, and it's complicated because part of the freezing of it was a botched attempt to bring traditionalism into modernism in the 20th century, and that is sort of holding back the Iranians now. You know, the 1979 revolution was sort of created by American meddling and the CIA, their natural attempts to grow into modernism were thwarted, which sort of allowed traditionalism to kind of say, no, modernism is corrupt, and if we're going to be, you know, into values, we have to reclaim our traditional roots, which has sort of frozen them in this traditionalist society for the last 30 years. But as you said, the technology, going back to this geological metaphor, is like the water that's, you know, seeping into the cracks and causing, you know, this sort of earthquake to occur. And so ultimately it's an extremely beautiful thing, although, you know, people are being killed and it's, you know, horrific violence and oppression. But still, as Jeff, you said, evolution is breaking out all over. And so integralists can complement and supplement, you know, the modernist analysis that you see in the media by bringing a little bit more of a long-term perspective on history, especially history as understood as the evolution of consciousness, and by understanding not only that we've got the fault lines between modernism and traditionalism, but also there are postmodern influences from above the modernist milieu that are also having a factor, as well as pre-traditional forms of consciousness that are involved. So we can see the whole kind of spectrum of layers, and this gives us an ability to comment in ways that people in the mainstream media can't.
Yeah, so this is an interesting place to sort of dive into what the United States government reaction. I was going to hold this until a little bit later, but I think the complexity of the criticism that has been leveled at the Obama administration is pretty hard to tease apart, because on the one hand you've got sort of a, you know, a what is the best good in the long run type of argument, in the sense that, you know, he's trying to position himself to negotiate around the nuclear issue on the one hand. On the other hand, you've got people saying, you know what, Reagan didn't tell Gorbachev, you know, let us know whether you'd like to tear down the wall after the results of your next election. I mean, it was a very clear statement that sort of rallied people to the cause all around the world, and the United States has always played that role. And so, you know, how would you look at what the administration's reaction has been, and then from the standpoint of the levels of consciousness that we're sort of looking at here, characterize his response in terms of, you know, either criticisms or support for it?
Well, I think Obama's playing it pretty much perfectly, honestly. The difference between the Reagan example in Berlin and the Obama situation here in Iran is we have absolutely no credibility in Iran, as particularly politically, as being a neutral observer. We have meddled and overthrown, you know, their democratically elected government in 1953 and propped up basically a petro oligarchy for the following 20 plus years. So nobody on either side of this battle wants to hear much from us in terms of freedom and democracy and elections and all of that good stuff. I think they love the culture, but there's a lot of antibodies there. And so it's a different situation in that way. Now, where Obama, I think, is really shining in terms of moving the ball and working with the energies of this situation, which is what integralists do, and I recognize a strong integral capability in this guy, is he's talking to the people directly. I think it's pretty well agreed upon that his speech in Cairo was a big factor in the election. I mean, that's when Mousavi really started coming from behind. And also just the election of Obama in general. The conventional wisdom a few months ago was that Ahmadinejad would coast into re-election. So I think he's absolutely has the long-term view. He realizes that, you know, he's probably going to have to deal with Ahmadinejad going forward. He doesn't want to insult, you never want to insult that sort of red-amber thing. And so I think he's playing it really cool.
I would agree. I would say that so far Obama's playing this poker hand adequately well. But I think that the real challenge is going to become both in terms of the tenor of his presidency, whether it leans more toward moralistic idealism, which he in some ways was elected to represent, or kind of a modernist realism, which plenty of commentators are counseling at this point. I think we have to sort of do both with skillful means. And the way that would occur is, first, I think we need to realize that traditional consciousness needs an enemy. Okay, so when George Bush was president, it was actually reinforcing the stability of traditional consciousness in Iran, because they had such a perfectly stereotypical enemy in him. And so the fact that Obama was elected sort of, you know, pulled the rug out from underneath this kind of enemy structure of their traditional political consciousness. interesting to note that even when they took hostages in 1979, they let the black people who were in the embassy go. So there's this sort of this understanding that if you're black, you're somehow not complicit in the crimes of the great Satan. And so here we have this black president who is so non-threatening in terms of his general appeal and his, you know, identity politics, that that's a big advantage right there. Okay, but at the same time, I think that people like McCain are right in pointing to history and saying these people who are struggling against oppression do need moral support from the West, because that's the gravity that's pulling them towards, you know, a higher, more evolved state. And so doing that by skillful means, I think, in this year and in Obama's administration in general, requires that we find a way to empower moderate Islamic voices that have credibility, sort of like an ideational peace corps staffed by Islamicists who could, in a sense, become a voice on the internet to educate the Iranian youth as to what's true and what's not true about modernism, and generally raise consciousness in ways that are not ideologically threatening. So the United States government could sponsor such an effort without becoming that voice itself, which it can't become in the eyes of the Iranians.